Well, good afternoon. Happy March 1st. How's everybody doing on a Thursday, huh? Well, that's good. I am hanging pictures, unpacking, stacking furniture, unloading guitars, you name it. This is the beginning of something. Well, let's put it this way. I just woke up in the middle of one of my dreams coming true. And I can't even tell you how amazing it feels and how happy I am to be actually setting up a theater and a classroom, two classrooms. And the lockouts, you know, there's already, let's see, we got three rooms already ready to rent. And we'll have two more as soon as we do get done with some framing and some hanging some doors and stuff and putting in some new locks. But yeah, the downstairs is all rehearsal rooms and then one showcase room. And then the whole upstairs is the theater and two classrooms, a private room for private lessons. And then in the very back of it is the living quarters. 8,000 square foot building. It is absolutely a dream come true for me, and I couldn't have done this without David, and David couldn't have done this without me, and like we are just, you know, we're the perfect team for something like this, you know. I don't know Jack about how to do all this stuff. I know how to do what it is, you know, what this is about. That's my specialty. Business is not my specialty. Business is his specialty. We already got one instructor going to be signing on with us. I got another one I'm meeting with Saturday. And then we have a drama instructor that'll be working the theater. And I'll be able to bounce around through all three of them. And then as soon as we set up the percussion room, then we'll bring in somebody for that. And you know, I mean, it's a lot of stuff, and it sounds like a lot of work, but you know what, the people around us and the people that have been there for us through this thing, everybody's brought something to the table, and everybody's good at something, whether it's framing or teaching or you know, dance. They just pop up. I say, you know, we really need to find a dance teacher like that you know knows like all forms of dancing, and then one will show up. Somebody will say, hey, this is my friend. You know, they teach dance over at this place on Monday nights or something. You know what I mean? It's like that's the way everything's been happening, and I can't even tell you how much fun it's been, and to be able to, you know, sit down in a room that's just for podcasting, and it's just for you know, making videos, you know, cooking clinics, you name it. I mean, anything that has to do with art, entertainment, fine dining, we're in it. We're putting our hands in everything. And if somebody comes to us that brings something new that's in the performing arts field or in the cooking world, then we'll find a place for them. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. This building is way too big to turn anybody away. And right now we're only covering about, I'd say, 60% of it. So again, I can't say it enough. I'm just blessed and so excited. Anyway, we started off this. Let's see, where did I start off with? Gosh, I'm so got so many million things on my mind. I know I finished that little set with Public Image from the album Public Image, LTD. And started it off with Stiff Little Fingers. That's what it was. Oh, my God. Dang, my cats are loving this place. They're walking around. They're going, like, this is amazing. Look how much room. My boy cat, Ding. He can run so fast, and he runs from one end of this building all the way to the other end, full speed. I don't even think his feet hit the ground but about six or seven times in a you know, 250 feet run. It's amazing. Anyway, let's get going with some music, all right? You know the deal here, Radio Midnight 77, and we are gonna get you going. Check it out. Hey, right on. That was a little longer block than usual, but I'm doing a lot of stuff here, so you're going to get more music and less me. And I hope nobody's saying, gosh, that's great. But you can if you want. I get it, and I talk a lot. anyway, finished up that set with Crimson Lust, Prima Donna. Killer song, killer band. Before that, Adam Ant, Stand and Deliver. I love that song mostly because that album has the best drum production ever. Like, I'm not sure, I'm not looking at the album right now. I do have it, but I can't remember the guy's name that produced that. But the guy that produced that, the guy who the engineer on that, and the motherfucker, pardon my language, the guy who set up the mics on the drums, and the guy who mixed it, and the guy who mastered it. These are genius. That flow right there. If I was a drummer, that's the guy, that's the team I would want doing my album. Unbelievable percussion production on that. Before that, we had the Ramones, Beat on the Brat. Something I've never done personally, but I can see the temptation. And right before that, we started off the set with Hey Little Rich Boy, Stiff Little Fingers. That was a cool block. so while you guys were listening to music and I was roaming around the place, I noticed something really cool in this place, and that's if you look out the side window from the, like where we have this, like a what do you call it? Like a living room here, I guess you would say, but you know, like a waiting room, whatever. We have it set up more like home, you know, like TV and all that. When you look out the window, you see the building next to us, and the guy's a foot doctor. And so if you look in the window just on the right angle, you can see feet and people showing their feet. And I was thinking, if I had a foot fetish, this place would be the perfect Peeping Tom hangout. Anyway, woo-ha, woo-ha. Answer a couple of emails from yesterday. Tom wanted to know what's the difference between 77 punk and the punk of today. And all I can say is it's the bands. You know, the bands of today, there's bands today that play that style. I mean, they've been around for a little bit. But, you know, I can name a whole bunch of them that play that were influenced by that era of punk, the beginning. The Stitches, there's one. You know, anything Dwayne Peters, anything Art and Steve Godoy, anything me, anything, you know, there's... and then there's bands that take off of that, but followed a certain style of off of that. And that's like Rancid. You know, Rancid's more like they follow the early ska and the skank and, you know. But it's the bands. It's the bands that make the difference. Pardon me. God, I love Orange Crush. I like Fanta Orange better, but Orange Crush will do. And when you see a band that's around today that's fairly new, I wouldn't say new, but that are not from way back then, it's rad, because when I see it, and I don't see it, I don't get to experience it myself, but when I go to, like, see the Stitches, like, it takes me back. I feel like I'm back in those days. I feel like I'm at the Starwood, or I feel like I'm at the Whiskey, or I feel like I'm at one of the places, like Bard's Apollo or Godzilla's. Any of the places in the San Fernando Valley or over the hill in Los Angeles, Hollywood, where I used to go to the shows and how I felt at that age. And, oh, man, What a bitching times. Such bitching times. Anyway, always talk about that. Made me think of a couple of bands. I'm going to throw them at you right now. Check this out. Hey, think he's Mr. Know-It-All. Hey, yeah. U.S. bombs. All the bodies. And I love that. That's my favorite Bombs album, Garibaldi Guard. I like a lot of the stuff on Warbirth. And I love the U.S. bombs, but Garibaldi, that's the album that I love the most. And I looked and I almost played some new Bombs, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. All the bodies. And then before that, we had Complete Control, The Clash. Love that song. You Are My Guitar Hero. And a song that kind of goes hand in hand with the story of that and that, and is Cheap Suits, Exploding Fuck Dolls. You suits are going to be the end of us, you suits. And before that, Rip It Up, Adolescence from the Blue Album. I came up with a word for these albums. I'm going to call them complete. These are the complete set. The complete album. What do you want to call it? It's called complete. It's when every song on the album is killer. And there's no fast forward tracks in it. That's one of those albums, that Adolescence, that Blue Album. And so is Garibaldi Guard. That's one of those albums. And every once in a while, it'll happen. I'm not saying that because I say that's the deal, that's got to be that for you. You probably have your albums that are that way. A band that you love that, has an album out that you love it. They come from they stem through all types of music in my life. But, I've had two of them. The New American Mob. That to me, I can let, and that's my own stuff. And I usually have a really hard time listening to my own stuff. And, because I can't focus on the what a great song it is. I focus on, God, the guitar should have been louder. Or, oh, this should have been this way. Or the drums, I'll pick them apart. But that New American Mob album was like that for me. And the Gunfight, the first Gunfight album, those are mine. I used to call them Appetite for Destruction albums because that was where I really first heard that, an album that I thought was, I think I heard a couple before that, but that album was the first time I heard an album in a long time where I went, God, every track on it's killer. And when a band has one of those, it's a great feeling, man. You're so stoked. You're so stoked because you know when your stuff's good. You know it, right? Right when you're mixing it down, you know it's good. But yeah, there you go on that. And I'm just going crazy here. I'm unpacking. My stuff wasn't even in boxes more than 40 hours. And I feel like I'm pulling new stuff out. The first thing I always do is I hang stuff on the walls because usually the last thing I pack most carefully is pictures. I got a lot of framed pictures. I've got frames, picture frames that I have. The oldest one I have is 118 years old. And I have four more that are over 100. And I love old picture frames. There's no staples in it. There's no nails. They're actually dowels, wood dowels that hold the corners together. And you can drop the things and they don't break. And they had this stuff. It's not decoupage. The French called it something else. But it was like a paste that they would put around the trim of the frame. And then they'd go in with a putty knife and do the design, whether it was flowers or little waves or whatever. And they're so perfect. And you can see the little imperfections in them, but they're unreal. And then I had some mirrors. I still do. I still have some mirrors that are that are that old. Three-quarter inch beveled glass back then was a big deal, and so I have some mirrors that are in some frames that are very old, and then I have a couple of vanities. I got some antique stuff, but the picture frames is what I'm most obsessed with. Now I have an oil Mona Lisa. It's a oil paint on canvas Mona Lisa that I ordered. They mass produce them somewhere, but. It's a really good one. It's not a cheap one. And I have that in a frame. It's a black walnut frame that's 92 years old. I love that stuff. Most of the really cool picture frames come from France. And I love that stuff. Anyway, speaking of that, I was just looking for one of my mirrors that I wanted to put up in a certain spot. And man, I'm telling you, I love setting up a new place, but man, I hate packing and I hate unpacking. So I got to get back to work, and I am going to I'm going to leave you with a nice block of some killer music. I'm going to check in and say goodbye, and then we'll go probably have an evening show. But tomorrow I'm going to be airing some interviews I'm doing today. So stay tuned. Wow, what a killer block of music that was. I was listening to it while I was doing some unpacking here. And, I run over to pick the song in and get back to work. And, wow, every one of those songs had me like, yes! And then closing it out there with the song that always really gets good and gets inside me in a good way. Love Kills, Radio Birdman. And then New Race before that, Radio Birdman. When I play Birdman, I usually got to play two in a row because it's so hard to pick just one. But before that, Permanent Damage, Jeff Dahl. Another guy I miss. I want to see him soon. Jeff, if you listen, man, love to see. I got a really killer picture of me with Jeff Dahl doing 18, Alice Cooper 18, at a show in Hollywood at a place called, God, it's a great picture. Somebody sent it to me, mailed it to me actually, Hell's Gate in Hollywood. What a cool upstairs range. Drag your gear upstairs and play. Before that, The Professionals, Join the Professionals. That's Steve Jones and Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols. After the Sex Pistols, after a couple of little bands and lineup, stuff. It's good stuff. It's a great album. There's a lot of great songs on that. He covered a lot of cool punk rock in with the Professionals. But yeah, great stuff. Having It All, Destroy All Monsters. Another band I totally dig and always got. And that's another one that I always have a hard time just picking one. I usually play the November 22nd, but a couple of bands have done versions of that, and I got to say that I like the Radio Birdman. Or actually, it's Hitmen or New Race. It's one of those. Radio Birdman, the Hitmen, and New Race has all pretty much got a lot of the same members in it. It's kind of like the Stooges and the MC5 and the all the Australian, Radio Birdman, they all like kind of melded together a lot during that period. And great stuff. That was Destroy All Monsters doing Heaven It All. And we started off that set with Frankenstein's Heartbeat, none other than the Spin Idols. And yes, it's been great spending the afternoon with you. I got to get back to work here. I don't know, man. All I can say is try to remember to smile. It might be the best thing you do all day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.